USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says Iran doesn't understand reality. On Twitter, he said any attack on anything American will be met with great and overwhelming force. His national security advisor, John Bolton, said all options are on the table.
We see continuing evidence of Iran's violations of not just the nuclear deal, but the non-proliferation treaty itself.
Iranian expert Joe Serencioni says new U.S. sanctions aren't likely to change the equation.
The pressure from U.S. sanctions is real, but the purpose of sanctions is leverage. It's to get people to the negotiating table. These seem to be just insulting and punishing for Iran rather than any kind of incentive.
A down day on Wall Street, the Dow was down 179 points, the NASDAQ down 121, and the S&P 500 down 27. This is USA Radio News.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
All but about 50 of the 300 or so children who are being held in rough conditions at a Border Patrol facility in Clint, Texas, are being transferred into the custody of the Office of Refugee Resettlement. Willamette Law Professor Warren Binford recently visited the center.
We are seeing dirty clothes on them. Many of them have not been bathed. Many of them talk about how hungry they are.
U.S. immigration officials say their facilities are overcrowded and overwhelmed by the record number of migrants flooding the southern border. The fiancé of the late journalist Jamal Khashoggi is calling for an international investigation into his murder. She was joined by the UN's Anya Calamari.
I don't think the world can afford to turn a blind eye or to turn the page on a killing such as that of Mr. Khashoggi.
The UN has accused Saudi Arabia of carrying out a deliberate, premeditated execution. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Seattle has one of the fastest-growing tech economies, and Apple wants a bigger slice of the pie. KIRO's Aaron Granillo.
The newest Apple site includes two 12-story towers located just blocks from Amazon headquarters. Apple says the buildings will fill 2,000 jobs over the next 5 years. Christina Raspi is the company's vice president of global real estate.
We know there is so much talent in Seattle, and we can't wait to see how this community spurs our own innovation.
Seattle currently has 500 Apple employees, including retail workers. The new jobs will target software and hardware engineers. Aaron Granillo, Seattle.
Existing home prices and new home sales were both down last month, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
Home prices slightly lower in April for the 13th consecutive month. According to the Case-Shiller Home Price Index, prices last month were down 0.2% from March, but they were 3.5% above what they were a year ago. Las Vegas, Phoenix, and Tampa had the highest annual gains last month. Meanwhile, the Commerce Department reports new home sales have fallen for the second straight month, dropping 7.8% in May to a seasonally adjusted rate of 626,000 units, the lowest level since December. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.